For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. A specialist in the field of recreation management will give the Boyd Lupker Visiting Scholars Lecture on Tuesday evening at Western Kentucky University. Dr. Raymond Zabrinsky of Brigham Young University will present a lecture on the topic Family Recreation, It's More Than Fun and Games. Dan Maudlin talks with him.
Dr. Zabrinsky, in the past, you have helped to develop therapeutic recreation programs for inmates with chronic mental illnesses. What are some of the ways recreation can prove effective in helping such individuals?
Well, there's actually all sorts of ways with that clientele and a variety of others. I did spend time in our state prison. I designed the TR program there in the mental health system within the state prison in Utah. And, you know, you look at therapeutic recreation in general, particularly with this clientele, we were looking at working on all sorts of functional behaviors related to their primary diagnosis. So we had clients with bipolar disorder and personality disorders and schizophrenia and a variety of other mental health diagnoses. And a lot of their basic functional behaviors we were working on, as well as interaction skills and social skills and communication skills and all those kind of things that we were using recreation and leisure as our treatment modality to address that change. You know, other folks in prison, we were working in terms of leisure skills and choices. 95% of the folks in the prison, whether they're in the mental health system or not, were in the prison based on poor choices they made in their free time.
And when you speak at WKU Tuesday evening, you'll be talking about the benefits of family recreation, and you say it's more than fun and games.
We talk about that a lot just in terms of families. We think, hey, we want to have time to play together. But I think most of us know inherently how important that is, just in terms of our own family, our own children, and us growing up and those kind of things. I mean, I'll ask the question when we're there for people to think of some of their fondest childhood memories. Undoubtedly, as I do, and they'll discuss them and talk about them, and undoubtedly every one of them has something to do with some kind of family recreation activity that they were doing together or they were doing as they were growing up or whatever it is. And so what I've done in the past a lot of years, that's been my primary area of research and scholarship, is really trying to understand that. I mean, we have this motto, we've said the family that plays together stays together. You know, we've had research for years that have been able to find, hey, there is a relationship there. Families that play together tend to be better functioning and healthier and happier families. But we really haven't understood the nature of that relationship, how that relationship works. And if we can understand how it works, we would know how to do it better. That's really what my line of research has been for quite some time, is understanding what's the nature of that relationship? How does it work?
Now, a lot of times when we see children in recreational situations, they tend to have a lot of spontaneity. Do you think adults sometimes lack that spontaneous attitude?
I do. You know, we get so busy and so intent on providing well for our families. And then we try to plan so hard for these special trips and those kind of things. And again, those special trips are fantastic. But to have a regular attitude and a perspective that I've always got 2 minutes or five, and those 5 minutes always turn into six or seven, and that's okay, to just relax and to talk, to play, and to interact. You know, with young children, it's more natural. All of a sudden, we have teenagers, and sometimes it's a little more difficult. But if you've, you know, established those basic patterns as a family with very young children, and as they grow up, they're so comfortable that you can do that. You can just hit a ball or play catch in the yard, or you can just sit down on the front porch swing and talk.
Dr. Zabrinsky says a family's plan for recreation doesn't necessarily have to be well-structured to be effective. He will be speaking Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. in the Gary A. Ransdell Hall Auditorium as part of the Boyd Lupker Visiting Scholars Program Lecture. Our guest today has been Dr. Raymond Zabrinsky, Professor of Recreation Management at Brigham Young University. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Maudlin.